Time to catch up with the activities in Bullochshire now, and Anthony Judd, the CEO, joins us. Anthony, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Yeah, busy time. You're asking for community input on a lot of things going on in the Shire.
We are, actually. It is a really busy time for community consultation, and the new sort of legislation with local government means we're all sort of putting our strategies and plans and budgets together at the same time. So we've, in our last council meeting last week, have gone out and adopted or endorsed in draft form a council plan and a community vision, a financial plan, next year's budget, and also a revenue and rating plan. So we've put them all out for exhibition, and we know everyone's very excited to read them. We hope they are. It is worth reading if you are interested, because there's a lot of information in them, and particularly the community plan and council vision. It does set the direction of council, and particularly some of those key projects we go and try and attract funding for over the next 10 years. So we are out asking the question of the community, have we got it right? Are there things in there that should be, you know, shouldn't be in there, and the things that are not in there that we should put in? And we are touring the Shire on Wednesday. So there's a whole bunch of listening posts in all 10 of our towns on Wednesday, and there'll be councillors and staff there to answer your questions and to get your feedback into the process. So, and also you can find the links on to all the documents through our webpage and on our social media.
I know that, you know, sometimes I do tend to take the P15S out of things, but, it is very important. I mean, it's your community you live in, and I always think that, somewhere down the track, if there's issues that people want to, you know, have a whinge about, here's the chance to have your say and to actually make a difference.
Yeah, it is, and it's exactly right, and particularly when we know that, you know, a lot of community people have got, you know, really interesting different projects, and saw some of the announcements, funding announcements across the region over the last 2 weeks. You know, some people really want the rec reserve upgraded, some want walking tracks and environmental projects done, some are really keen on roads. So all of those projects feeding into this process, because once they're in this plan, we really are, you know, as staff and councillors, we're all about going to get the funding for those projects. So this plan sort of becomes the Bible, I guess, or certainly what we refer to constantly when we're thinking about what we do and why we do it.
Yeah. Now, the council is going to be flying the Rainbow Pride flag today too, International Day Against Homophobia.
Yeah. So Ida Hobbit Day is the acronym, and council resolved at last week's meeting to fly it on May the 17th, which is the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia. Every day for its four-year tour, every May 17th for the four-year term, which really just to mark the day, and I guess this hits different notes that council's been working towards, particularly around inclusiveness and whatnot. So it's a really good thing that council's doing to do this, and we continue to work with other people within our community to celebrate the inclusiveness of Bullock.
I see you want to get the website up to date by Bullock. What? How are you going to do that with people from your community?
Yeah. So particularly businesses. So this was a kind of local buy initiative where we the launched, I guess, in the height of lockdowns. You know, maybe this time last year or mid last year, where we had we're really trying to get people to understand the businesses that were local. Right across the Bullochshire Council area, and so we developed a new business registry. We put them up on a website, and we were trying to get people really engaged in understanding, geez, I didn't know that community had that service or that shop. So we just need to keep this up to date. Obviously, any registry or any website's only as good as the detail you've got in it. So We understand people are looking at it. So for businesses, if you can get on and have a look. We've also got staff out talking to these businesses as well. But even if you're a new business and you're not on there, please get hold of us on 1300 520 520, and have a look. So that website's www.buybullock.com.au.
Okay. All right, mate. Well, listen, thank you for that. Have a great week and look forward to chatting next week.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Anthony Judd, the Bullochshire update on the Wake Up Call Gold Central Victoria.